Now, protests continue against the Al Khalifa dynasty in Bahrain. Regime forces have attacked demonstrators in the village of Sitra. Well, several people were injured during this demonstration. Meanwhile, people from all over Bahrain have been asked to gather in the village of Al-Ekr for another anti-regime rally. Regime forces have laid a siege to that town. There's been no let-up in the harsh crackdown on the popular uprising that began in Bahrain in early 2011. The crackdown has left scores of people dead. The West has remained largely silent on human rights violations in the small Persian Gulf kingdom. Mr. Rodney Shakespeare is chairman of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, and he joins me now live from London to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Shakespeare, thank you very much for being with us. Now, a lot of people are asking, how long is this going to take? I mean, we saw the other revolutions in the region. What's making the uprising in Bahrain take so long to reach any kind of fruition or any solution to be reached, actually, to the current situation?
The people of Bahrain are probably the most democratic people in the world, with the possible exception of those in Iran. As a percentage of the population, the democratic demonstrations in Bahrain are the biggest. But they are ruled by a grotesque parody of monarchy. But this is the Killer Caliph regime, which stands for nothing except itself, and it represents a sort of vicious feudalism. This regime daren't have any Bahraini soldiers. It relies on the Saudi troops and, of course, Pakistani mercenaries. The regime has no political authority, no cultural authority, no moral authority. And in fact, since it upholds torture, since it's now indulging in collective punishment, which is forbidden by international law, this regime is now an international pariah. Some of its dirty work is done by its members. Crown Prince Nasser likes to put on a mask of some sort and go down to the prisons and have his fun with powerless prisoners. But let the caliphs know this, that their time is limited, and the great democratic movement throughout the Middle East will eventually displace them, if they're not displaced by the Americans and the British, who will betray them at some point in the future, because even the Americans and the British know that it is not in their interest to support these ghastly autocratic regimes.
Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, chairman of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, joining us there live from London. Thank you very much, sir.